Welcome to the Andy Hicks Podcast 006. Today, we're talking about story. And I wonder if you've ever had a day like I had. I was chatting to a colleague. We discussed a range of matters from training for pupils to lead worship to the successful recent Section 8 inspection experienced by their school. This conversation followed a breakfast meeting with local clergy and heads. And in the afternoon, I was privileged to work with a fabulous colleague and enable an improvement workshop at a partner school. The day was filled with talk. It was filled with relationships. It was filled with story. Of particular note were details of the inspection noted above. It was heartening to hear that the day pivoted around the regular opportunities given to the head to tell the story of the school. As such, the letter recently published outlines a highly effective school at the heart of its community. Every leader must know their school. Every leader must know their story. Every leader must tell their story. No leader must allow occasional visitors to their school to dictate the story. No leader must allow the narrative to be falsely told. Is it no benefit to leaders to dwell exclusively on the perceived weaknesses of a school? Such focus only serves to build a negative narrative, someone else's story. Without the clarity of being the author of the story, leaders face being undermined and lacking in authenticity. Leaders should note what is distinctive about the school, the range of strengths, and how these are being used to scaffold further progress. Every school has so much to celebrate. It's crucial that leaders are strong enough to tell the story with confidence and authenticity. The power of the story will always prevail. Will you be the author? Or ghostwrite your own future.